The environmental law firm Earth Justice filed the lawsuit in Tallahassee Federal Court, representing the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Waterkeeper Alliance, and Apalachicola Riverkeeper. Elisa Coe is the lead plaintiff attorney.
There is an unpermitted discharge coming up from outside the coal ash impoundment, discharging directly into the Apalachicola River. In addition, there have been some seeps, which tells us that the permit conditions for the pollution that Gulf Power is allowed to produce, that is not being adequately complied with.
The group say the Pensacola-based power company is violating the Federal Clean Water Act by discarding millions of gallons of coal ash sludge from its Sneeds plant, known as Plant Schultz, in 40 acres of unlined pits on a bluff overlooking the Apalachicola River. The sludge, says Coe, contains numerous heavy metals.
Things like arsenic and lead, things that are known to be neurotoxins and carcinogens. I would just say that this is a public hazard, and Gulf Power needs to clean up this mess now before the plant is closed.
The Apalachicola River flows into the Apalachicola Bay, which supports a multi-billion dollar seafood industry.
We are in compliance. We remain in compliance at this plant, and we're just going to be using our facts to fight these allegations.
Gulf Power spokeswoman Natalie Smith says they received a letter from Earth Justice in February informing them of the law firm's intent to file the suit.
After receiving the Earth Justice letter of intent, Gulf Power, as well as the Department of Environmental Protection, actually conducted follow-up site and inspections and sampling tests. All test results were determined to be within compliance and didn't support any of the allegations that Earth Justice is making.
Smith adds that Gulf Power had conducted surface water testing both downstream and upstream from the plant, and the studies had always demonstrated conclusively that there were no differences. Earth Justice's Elisa Coe says their test results show something different.
Our concern about that testing is it doesn't address what our testing showed, which continues to show these unpermitted discharges of pollution. And so we do not feel like the complaints that we raised with Gulf Power have been remedied in any way.
Coe added that the law firm had asked to conduct joint water sampling with Gulf Power representatives, but the company refused. Natalie Smith at the utility says a retest confirmed their position.
We actually referred them to the DEP testing results and conveyed that our testing results also supported the DEP findings. At that time, we actually found ourselves at an impasse with them. Again, after receiving this letter with the claims that Earth Justice is stating, we went back out and conducted additional tests to see if we could duplicate their findings, and we simply cannot duplicate what they found.
The plant, which opened in 1953, is slated to be retired next April. When Gulf Power announced the closure in March of last year, its news release pointed to stricter regulations imposed by the EPA. Elisa Coe was asked, why file a lawsuit now?
I think now is actually the most important time to get this place closed up. It's exactly because they're going to close down the plant that we need to make sure now that what's left behind is not a continuing pollution source to the Apalachicola River.
We have wondered the same thing when it comes to this lawsuit.
Gulf Power's Natalie Smith.
We're expecting guidance from the EPA later this year that will address the appropriate closure of the plant, and we'll assess our options, working closely with the EPA to properly close it in April 2015.
The utility has 30 days to submit a response to the court. Earth Justice and the environmental groups are seeking a jury trial to voice their arguments. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.